farm, it's the spot. Hanging with my dad, we work a lot, huh? Non-stop when it's time to go. When we move that grain, man, it's quite the show.
Dawn to dusk, days are full. Blue jeans, ball cap, cause that's how I roll. All year long, we've watched it grow. Now we're rolling. Harvest flow, yo.
It's gotta be the Peterson Farm like Brothers. If you're not familiar with them, they have a YouTube channel and they take popular songs and make parodies as it relates to farming. And it's pretty entertaining.
Oh,
they
they're
do a
great.
Good job.
I've actually met them. They're good young.
I watch them and
Midwest
they're,
farmers.
And the amount of production that goes into their videos, I'm like, how do they still have time to farm?
I know.
This is some serious time commitment they've got into these.
It is a family affair.
Well, technology is constantly changing our lives, and that's no different for agriculture. I grabbed an article this week. This was a couple weeks ago. But it talks about a new AI technology that observes the salmon's behavior, and it helps them adjust their feeding. And it produced their yield by 1%. Now, 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but the example they used here was Norway. And to Norway, their salmon export is worth $11 billion. Who wouldn't take 1% of $11
billion? And Eric, you had a good point about that too, just when you factor in, you know, that 1% increase and then...
Yeah, 1% increase, and, you know, you look at what the margin may be on that, and that 1% on the whole could be, you know, really 10% of your margin. So, you know, who wouldn't take a 10% margin increase?
Yes, especially if your margins are tight. So we've been talking a lot about desert durum wheat, flipping it there. You had a caller that was asking if she could plant it in her backyard, right?
Correct.
And so Eric has to answer that question.
Absolutely, you could. I would suggest that it's getting a little late, but of course that depends where the caller was at, because again, as you've said, we've got different climate zones here in Arizona. You want the wheat to be maturing before the blast of heat or flowering, because wheat goes through a flowering stage, and the pollen is susceptible to drying. So if it's very hot and very low humidity, you can decrease the pollination, therefore the output of the wheat. But ideally, planting it, let's say if in the Maricopa County area, you'd plant, you know, any time up till probably mid-January, you could go a little later, and you'll get a harvest of a wheat crop in by the 1st of June, typically. And you can take that wheat, thrash it out, and you can grind it and make pasta.
And assuming they are trying to make pasta, and this might be a question for one of the farmers that grow it, but, I mean, they're going to need more than 100 square feet of wheat to make it worth their time and their harvest to grind all that out.
What do you think she needs to grow?
You know, I think you could probably grow a 5 foot wide by 10 foot long, and you would have – you would have a lot. You'd have 20 pounds to 30 pounds of wheat, potentially.
Okay.
And to me, you know, that's when you grind that down, you're going to get about 68 to 70% of that would be semolina. If you know, you could make it with 100% or whole grain, but, you know, about 68 or 70% refined semolina. And that, you know, that's going to make a lot of pasta.
Okay.
More than a family would probably eat in a year.
And do y'all sell direct to consumers or is it direct to farmers?
Yeah, you know, we're on a large scale. If somebody, you know, had a special interest and we would try to meet it, but we really sell in bulk quantities, semi loads. I mean, a farmer needs to, you know, if he's going to plant 1,000 acres, you know, he's going to have six semi loads of seed going to that farm, you know, potentially. I mean, I'm doing that roughly in my head, but yeah, it's a lot. So we're not really a retail operation, but it can. If somebody wants to grow it, it could be had.
Okay.
And you may have earlier, but did you list the different types of grain that Arizona Grain so-called manages?
Yeah. So, again, corn was the largest one. That's used in our feed production. That goes to the dairy cows, to the poultry operations, to the feed yards, for beef production. So then there's milo or sorghum. They're just used interchangeably. That's a crop that's been grown historically for a very long time. It's a pretty significant production in past years in Arizona. It's more drought tolerant than corn. It has probably a wider range of applicability when you think about climate zones and things like that. It has some disease resistance, which makes it kind of appealing, but probably its low water use is its most appealing. Then you have durum, which we've talked about. Then you have spring wheat, which is used to make flour, which you would make bread with, your typical breads. And by the way, as a footnote, you can make really good bread from durum wheat flour. It's going to be very heavy. It's very artistic, you know, our artisan style. It has a very rich, full kind of flavor. But there's places in Italy. There's one town called Altamura, and their bread is made from semolina, and that's their signature.
Wow.
So if you ever get the experience to have bread made from durum wheat flour, it's fantastic.
So we need to alert some of our high restaurant chefs and let them know that they can make really quality bread out of the desert durum. I think of the Bianco brothers and their restaurants and some of the other restaurants here make their own bread.
So some of the other grains, I think you would have barley, which is used for feed typically, but there's also malt barleys that are grown here for the brewing industry, for the microbrewing and industry, and for the distilling industry it's used. There's millets, and then they get into a lot of a lot of other specialty grains. We also have oil seeds as well.
Eric Wilkie of Arizona Grain Company, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us in this hour. Julie Murphy, Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman, will be back May. Oh, I jumped ahead 2 weeks, 2 months. I'm sorry. But we're talking Arizona pork in April. But I really like this one. It kind of comes back to grain in May. We're talking Arizona microbreweries.
Oh, yes.
Those are our upcoming farm fresh topics. You can go to fillyourplate.org for all things Farm Bureau related.